Let's begin with another piece of legislation out of the Texas legislature, this time taking aim at transgender youth athletes.
Yeah, I think one of the things that often gets lost when we, you know, political issues tend to get very heated is the human impact that laws and proposals have on people. And so the Texas legislature this year passed a bill that basically requires that any transgender students who wish to participate in sports do so at the gender of their birth rather than the gender identity they have at the moment. So Victoria Rossi, one of our reporters, talked with the Edwards family of El Paso. Emily Edwards is a transgender girl who's a freshman in high school. Emily talked about how she participated in sports when she was younger, but her mom said she was really driven away from sports because of the cruelty of parents around them saying, what's up with that boy with long hair? And then it eventually kind of dripped down to the kids on the playing field calling names. So I think, you know, a lot of children who are viewed as different from others face this kind of teasing and taunting, and now it kind of drifts up to the legislative level where there are laws passed. And in this case, you know, the legislators in Texas said they were trying to protect girls from having to compete against biological boys in sports, but during the entire debate of the bill, they could never even identify an example of where that happened. And I think in part it's because of the situation that Emily pursued, that a lot of transgender children are just made to feel unwelcome in sports and get driven away. And Victoria Rossi's story, I think, is a real good look at this family and a good reminder that for all of the political issues that we talk about, there are human beings who are living these issues, and it's not just some vague concept for them. And no matter where you stand on issues, I think it's always important to keep that in mind.
We are looking at the tail end of October here, just the last couple of days. And, of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, and so we have another moving story. And again, all of these issues, whether it's legislative issues or health issues, they come back to people. And Corey Boudreau did a story on a woman from Juarez named Celine Jimenez, who was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, just 38 years old, or she's 36, I'm sorry, and had a mastectomy. And she went through all of the, you know, the grief and things like that that are associated with that. But she really wanted to try to make some good come out of it. And she realized that a lot of women in Chihuahua don't have access to breast prosthetics, which are really important for both physical and emotional health as you're recovering from surgery. And so she worked out with Rotary Clubs and others to create this Facebook page that make these prosthetics available to people in Juarez and then in a small little town south of Chihuahua City that's called Jimenez, which is her name. That's also the town she's from. So it's a, you know, really good example of people taking their own difficulties in life and developing a deeper understanding of these issues and helping other people navigate through these things. And the story includes a way for people in El Paso to help out if this is a cause that they want to address.
All right, and moving on to El Paso's homeless population and where open containers are restricted around homeless shelters.
Yeah, so you know, homeless issues are affecting a lot of communities now. During the pandemic, homelessness became a bigger and bigger issue. One of the things that happened in El Paso is the city set up emergency shelter at one of its recreation centers, and a lot of the neighbors began to complain about open-air drinking that was taking place outside of the shelters. The residents can't drink inside, but a lot of them drink outside, and the neighbors were worried about what's happening with the neighborhood, and they asked the city to do something about it. And the city said their hands were tied because their open container law really only applies to the downtown area. And a lot of that is dictated at the state level by the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission. So the city is considering an ordinance that would expand its open container laws to apply to 1,000 feet of any homeless shelter in the city. There are people who are raising issues about criminalizing homelessness and saying that instead of bringing more criminal sanctions against homeless people, we ought to work more closely to get them access to rehabilitation and other forms of care. So it's a very challenging issue for El Paso to deal with, and communities across the country are also facing challenges in dealing with it.
You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thank you, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too.